Right, let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know how it works by now. Three situations that we've recorded. You just need to tell me what happens next.
Oh, what's occurring?
I'm really confused about the score.
Well, so are a lot of people on the text. There are a lot of people saying there was a draw last week, but there was a draw only for a while last week until we found out Becky had cheated.
I hadn't cheated. You just got the score wrong and I kept quiet. That's not cheating. That's slightly different.
Please, feel free to play along at home on Oh What's Occurring. People are loving this quiz now, aren't they?
So it's 5-3.
5-3 to you, chappers. You know curry?
Yes.
Yes, Scott.
Yesterday in London, they unveiled the world's hottest curry. Right, now, I'd like you to have a look at the Daily Star today on page 19. It's Leanne. Leanne from the Daily Star.
Okay.
And there she is, tucking into the world's hottest curry. And okay, what does the headline say?
Hottest curry in world, and I'm first to tuck in.
That's not entirely true, Leanne. That's what they told you.
Why?
Do you... Well, I'll tell you who really had the first taste of the hottest curry in the world before all the journalists.
Who?
Dave Spoon.
Dave Spoon.
Dave Spoon, the DJ, off of our record of the week.
Yeah.
Battitude.
How do you know, and why did Dave Spoon have the first taste?
Well, I'll tell you in a minute. If you aren't aware of Dave Spoon, here he is.
Ooh, ooh, Dave Spoon. We love Dave Spoon. He is Dave Spoon. Yes.
Rock it over to me.
I love your remix.
From the LDN to Paris. Cherchez le Battitude.
We'll play that in full later.
With your version.
Yeah, Dave Spoon is also as one of our new DJs, in New DJs We Trust on Radio 1. Okay. But how many spoons do you think of the world's hottest curry could Dave Spoon spoon down?
I like it.
What do you think?
Go on, Dave Spoon. Spoon it, Dave Spoon. Have a spoon, Dave Spoon. Yes.
We had the world's hottest curry in the studio yesterday. So hot that you had to sign a disclaimer before you ate it in case you died. Or something.
So did Dave Spoon sign the disclaimer?
Yes, he did.
I'm going to say...
The curry is called the Bollywood Burner. But how many spoons of the world's hottest curry could Dave Spoon actually stomach?
I'm going to say 3 spoons for Dave Spoon.
3, yeah?
Yeah.
Becky?
I think that's ridiculous. I'm going to say 1. It's the world's hottest curry.
But Dave Spoon might like curry. He might like his curry hot.
It's the world's hottest curry.
So?
All right, so you're saying...
Can't believe you're dissing my answers now.
You're saying 2 spoons?
3 spoons. You're saying... Well, if you listen to the answers, question master.
You're saying 3 spoons. You're saying 1 spoon of the world's hottest curry. Let's find out now.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Dave Spoon and some spoons of the world's hottest curry. All right, Dave Spoon, are you ready for this?
Yeah, I love curry.
Okay, good. I'm going to hand it over.
Is it heated up?
What?
No.
And there's a spoon, Dave. Okay, this is the hottest curry in the world. But how many spoons can Dave Spoon spoon down?
And I'm the first person in the UK to do this, is this right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, off you go. It's Dave Spoon's spoon number 1.
It's not a very big one. I think it needs to be smaller, I just need to get...
Okay, go on, Dave. First spoon.
It's hot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So that's 1 spoon. Go on, Dave. Ready for another one?
Yeah.
Here's Dave Spoon's spoon number 2.
It's hot.
Yeah. All right.
No.
So that is now 2 spoons of the hottest curry in the world. Well done. Can we go for spoon number 3?
No, I can't do it.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's all over, and that is 2 spoons for Dave Spoon. Two spoons there for Dave Spoon, which means that...
We both get a point,
surely. You both get a point. Well done to Dave for trying the hottest curry in the world.
Oh, what's the curry?
So, it's one all.
He did well, though.
Yeah, he did. You know Estelle?
Yeah.
Off of American Boy? Yesterday, she was in actual America. Now, you're thinking, how do you know that, Scott?
How do you know that, Scott?
Well, I know that because I called her up. But how long did my interview with Estelle last before she hung up on me?
Before she hung up on you?
Yeah.
Did she not just get cut off?
A minute and a half.
Okay. Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Can I guess, please?
Oh, yeah, you should guess as well.
I think this is a trick question. I think 2.5 minutes.
Okay. Right, here's me talking to...
No wonder Chappers is winning if you never let me answer.
Here's me talking to Estelle yesterday after our show.
Hello.
Hello, is that Estelle?
Yeah, it is.
Hello, it's Scott Mills. How are you?
Hey, Scott, I'm fine.
Good. Are you in New York?
I am in an airport, yes.
Yeah, God, okay.
Are you here?
Are you right to do this?
Yeah, ready to go.
Okay, cool. Wait there. So then the interview begins, okay? Have you got your stopwatch? It is on. Okay, right. Let's time it from... Interview starting now. She's one of Britain's best love entertainers and she at the moment is in an airport. Which one? Which airport are you in? Estelle?
Hello?
It's Estelle. Hello? Hello? Oh, okay. So we seem to have lost Estelle there. Oh. Yeah, she's gone. That was the whole interview.
That went well.
That went really
well.
That
was one of your better ones, I thought.
Do you think it's because I called her one of Britain's best love entertainers?
Well, it made her sound like an 8-year-old.
Yeah. So it was 19 seconds.
Oh. What's occurring?
19 seconds of interview, so, yeah, it's you again.
Excellent.
Well done.
So why... Is that the first time anybody has hung up on you before you've even asked them a question?
Yeah.
Right. You're losing.
Losing it.
Losing it.
Yeah. Can't even do a quiz anymore.
That's quiz and interviews that have gone today.
Supposed to ask both people what their score is. Okay. Last one then on Oh, What's Occurring? You know Comedy Dave?
Unfortunately, yes.
He's a good bloke, isn't he?
He has his moments.
He'll chat with absolutely anybody.
Yeah, that is true.
But does he talk to himself often, do you think? We caught up Comedy Dave with clips of Comedy Dave. How long do you think Dave would talk to a recording of himself thinking they were a real person? Becky?
1 minute.
You're saying 1 minute. Chappers?
Now, I know he's stupid, but he can't be that. He can't talk to himself for a minute. That'd be ridiculous. 30 seconds.
You think 30 seconds? Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here is Comedy Dave calling Comedy Dave.
Hello?
Hi, Ed.
Hello?
And what's today got in store?
Who's that?
I think that you might be surprised.
About what?
I don't know.
What am I to be surprised about?
Why can't you be more open-minded?
Is that bed in the background?
I don't know.
Morning, Scott. Morning, Chappers.
Are macaws and lemurs very different? Is one a bird and one a monkey?
Oh, God, that's me.
That's just ridiculous. I was quite scared by lemurs once at Whipsnade Zoo.
Were you?
Yeah.
You don't think I'm going to fall for this like Westwood did, do you?
Maybe.
Very good. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ow!
What was
What's
he doing?
I quite like that. You don't think I'm going to fall for this like Westwood has? Well, I think you have.
Yeah, you are actually having a conversation with yourself, Dave.
So, Dave talks to Dave. I like the laugh as well. For 1 minute and 5 seconds.
Yeah. I despair of him.
I know. So who wins? Me. Becky wins that one. Who wins overall?
Well, it's
you.
Two all.
Two all.
Oh. Is that a rollover to tomorrow?
It's a rollover. So, two all on Oh, What's Occurring? Let us know what you did on 81199.
Can you play the start of Dave again? Because I'm intrigued to know what he's watching on the telly.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Ed.
Hello.
And what's today got in store?
Who's that?
I think that you might be surprised.
About what?
I don't know.
Is he sat at home watching kids' telly?
Yeah.
What am I to be surprised about?
For more clips like this, check out unofficialmills.co.uk.